bringing that to nature, then what nature is teaching you is the state of no mind, no thought. Although nature is pre-mind, it hasn't arrived at mind. You are post-mind, but you meet in the state of no mind. It has similarities. Nature is one with itself and with the totality. Every animal is one with itself. It doesn't separate itself out of the totality. It says, me. Maybe there may be a few exceptional mad dogs that lived for too long with humans and go to the, are taken to the hairdresser. And, then they, and when they walk around, you can see there's the beginnings of an ego there. And ego, of course, means having a self-image, me, like a phantom self walking next to me. It's me. And then you're aware of others, how they react to me. And that becomes incorporated into me. I want others to think well of me, to admire me, to feel that I'm better than they are, if possible. With a continuous fear that I may be less than they. So, but nature, when it's left alone, is free of that. And even most pets are still free of it, miraculously, or they've lived with humans for so long, miraculously, they are still sane. And they are what keeps many humans sane. If they didn't have their pet, it's their only access to being. Because anything else, their mind is in charge. They meet other humans, their mind is in charge. For the rest of their life, they're burdened by themselves. And for some humans, their only area of freedom is when the pet comes and they go, they're not playing a game with their pets, they're just themselves. Because they know that the pet accepts them, the dog does not criticize you, the dog accepts you, accepts the most insane master. I heard a little saying, God, please make me into the person my dog thinks I am. And of course the dog doesn't think. It just, if it thought, it would be the beginning of a problem. So everything in nature, the flower, which Jesus, I'm sure, said many, many times, he said, look at the flowers. They're not concerned about tomorrow. They are not making effort. They are not stressed. They're not worried. They live in the now, unfold in the now, and life supports them beautifully. And why do you live the way you live? You're mad. Learn from the flowers how to live. And he said, look. Although in the Bible it says, consider the lilies, I'm sure what he said is, look. And then something transmits itself, and that is the state of being aligned at one with life. The integrity that is there in nature, in an animal and in a plant, and even in a mineral, although mineral seems more distant from humans. But humans have all that within themselves still. The integrity, that word means being one with one. being rooted in being, not existing as a separate, fearful entity that feels disconnected from the universe, and that the egoic self is, it's me and there's the rest of the universe. And of course then the universe is a fearful place because it's so much bigger than me, although I'm trying to get bigger. So nature teaches to be. Now when you be, when you enter being, it has an added dimension of intensity and depth because you've been through thought. For thousands of years, you've gone through the level, the consciousness level we call thought. You then go beyond thought and you touch being again, but this time you know it. Before you lost being, you never really lost it, but it became obscured. Before you lost being, to be at one with being was like every animal and every plant. It's natural. There's nothing else. So you didn't really know that you were in paradise because there was nothing else. The state of oneness was natural. And then it got obscured, or lost, you could call it. And then suddenly you come to the end of this evolutionary cycle and you touch being again. And this time you know it. The depths of it. Consciously you enter being. And yet, nature can teach you being. Not that you become the same as a vegetable, there's nothing wrong with vegetables, but it's not the destiny of humans to become vegetable again. The vegetable is beautiful, more closer to the source than an ordinary human. Has no problem with dying and no problem with living. The only unhappiness on the planet is the human mind. Yes, the human mind causes suffering to other life forms, pain, that is right. But the human mind is the only source of unhappiness on the planet. Nature exists in the state of unity. And so nature teaches us, not through any concept, simply by placing awareness on anything natural, you become still. Animal, plant, clouds, flowing water, or still water, or the sea, whatever it is, even a rock, a stone, a pebble. But you have to give it a chance to teach you stillness by allowing it to be without interfering with its being. Conceptualization, by looking or listening completely, then also the separation between you and it, which was created by excessive thinking, disappears. And there's a sense of connectedness or oneness with whatever you perceive. So that's what nature teaches you. And then you meet. And you add something to nature when you become conscious of it. Something completes itself. Because you become aware of enormous beauty and aliveness and sacredness that is there even in a blade of grass.